He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the entirety of the second hour is dedicated to your phone calls. Paul in Ohio, thanks for holding during my ranting. Sorry I got diverted off into the issues of the balkanization. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, New Year greetings to you and your family and the staff. I'm sorry I left out the word happy because I don't think 2011 is exactly going to be happy. Alex, I've been awake for 15 years, and I'm learning more every day thanks to you and your broadcast. I listen to you every day. There were three things that I consider as top issues. Number one on the list was your expose of the TSA and the body scanners. I mean, this thing went viral all over the nation. And, Alex, I want to tell you, I'm an elected official here in Ohio, and one of my resolutions is to work with our sheriff to keep these things out of our buildings and off our streets. I mean, the sheriff is the top law enforcement officer in our county, and he's got the right and the power to do that. And I'm doubling my efforts to work with our state legislatures to help them learn about the 10th Amendment, because obviously they don't know what it is.
Well, that is the good news. That is the good news. I mean, as you know, but others may not. New Jersey, Colorado, I mean, all over, legislatures are moving, the congressional legislature, the federal legislature is moving, the Congress, towns are moving, the Austin board passed a resolution against it. I mean, the TSA is losing on this, and if they lose on this, they lose on everything, because this is the federal takeover force. It's now admitted.
Absolutely. And, you know, the EPA dictates that our state has to put up with. They don't have the legal backing to do this. They're pushing a stormwater runoff fee on our people, the tune of $3 billion a year that just came through. And, you know, you talk about the smart grid technology. you know, if our legislatures can't take care of it, there are ways that we take care of it. I'm using isolation transformers to block the signals. I'm using neodymium magnets to stop to erase the RFID tags. And banning gardens and small farms, I'm telling the people to put gardens in their yards.
Good.
Do the American thing.
Absolutely. God bless you. A great first call of the new year. Paul hit the nail on the head on so many fronts. And, folks, if you think we're joking, read the Food Safety Act. We've read it on air many times. But it's got the subsections where it allows the feds to do anything they want and put any amount of regulation on small farms and ranches. It says you'll have to pay fees and inspections to literally can peaches and feed them to your children. I mean, it's just any preparation of food, you can forget it. Peter in Washington, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, Alex. I've called with you before. Basically, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Basically, what I want to do is I have an article from the December 17th issue of Forward Magazine. I'm not going to read it, of course, but your Forward newspaper, but your people should look it up. The headline is, it's on media czar Julius Genachowski, and the title is A Talmud Ace Tackles Thorny Issue of Net Neutrality. Now, what that tells me is they're going to shift the meaning of neutrality.
No. This is the horrible news. I've read the, quote, ruling, they call it an order of the FCC, and even Fox News got it right when they analyzed it. They say, we've got regulatory authority over the Internet, something the FCC's never had. They're just power grabbing it. And then they say we're going to protect net neutrality, but the fine print says they will allow companies to block or restrict or allow them to give more preferential treatment to certain sites. So that's the end of the Internet as we know it right there, the actual end of net neutrality. Very bizarre. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. I want to move quick for him. 888-201-2244. I'm glad he brought up the FCC. That's something big that happened in 2010. It's now 2011. Hard to believe. Thank you for joining us for the first live transmission of the year. We're going to come back and take five or six more calls in the next segment, and five or six more after that, and five or six more after that. Stay with us.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
One big thing that happened in 2010 was the FCC did do the unthinkable. They declared regulatory jurisdiction over the Internet. Not just over broadband Internet transmissions, but even Forbes, the Associated Press, and many others. In fact, what's that publication you guys have got on screen? The headline is the FCC's threat to Internet freedom. I mean, that's the Wall Street Journal, the FCC's threat to Internet freedom. Net neutrality sounds nice, but the web is working fine now. The new rules will inhibit investment, deter innovation, and create a serious problem and a billable hour bonanza for lawyers. Well, it's more than that. I've read the, quote, FCC ruling. First off, the FCC has no jurisdiction over the Internet, never has. Now they just say they do. It's kind of like the TSA. First it's take your shoes off, your belt off, answer questions, go through a naked body scanner. Now we're going to pat you down, even if you go ahead and go through the scanner. Now we're going to go in your waistband. Now we're going to go all the way in your pants. Now we want a tissue swab. Oh, that's now being announced. Now we want to copy all your credit cards. We have that on video at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Big Sis photocopies credit cards, confiscates Christmas calendars. Oh, it's all confirmed. And the FBI can't do that. The FCC can't do that. The local police can't do that. How can they? They just created a new quasi-jurisdiction and are doing it outside of law. They're crazy. It's a power grab. How did Hitler do what he did? Nobody stopped him. So that happened this year, and the media spun it that, oh, they're going to protect net neutrality. They say we'll protect it by allowing companies to give preferential treatment to certain websites, how fast they can be visited. That's the end of net neutrality. This is very dangerous. Oh, man, I tell you. And now they're talking about trying to regulate satellite radio. You know, we're terrestrial. We're both satellite and AM, FM, Internet, but you know, so we're under terrestrial rules, which is fine because I'm not a big potty mouth. All right, side issue. Let's just get to your phone calls as promised. Jason in New Jersey. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, TSA, over the past year, they pulled out all the stops. I used to work for TSA. My best friend works for TSA now. And that thermos issue, I don't know if you heard about the quote-unquote the thermos. They're taking precautions and everything else.
Yeah, they're always making something new that's bad to train everyone that they're guilty and evil. The average compartmentalized TSA worker doesn't know that. They're just brainwashed that are actually trying to fight terrorists. But, yes, now they're confiscating thermoses because they think bombs could be put inside the thermos area. And then a pilot a few weeks ago shot video that the regular airport workers could drive right through, wave a card, inside, go right in. But pilots who were trusted with the aircraft are having their genitals grabbed. And so Homeland Security raided the pilot and told him, we don't like your YouTube video. You made us look bad. So they're such thugs now that they raided the guy to make it look like he was a criminal, but all it did was blow up in their face. They're power mad.
Yeah, when I worked there, there was an issue because I'm a former Marine. So when I got involved in TSA about 5 years after it had started. So when I worked there, I would always, the first thing I did, once I started working there, I realized it was total BS. And I would always look around and point out security flaws. That got me in trouble several times, and they ended up sending me off.
Yeah, because they don't. In fact, I've seen that in the news. In fact, they just had a former TSA boss blow the whistle. He was the boss over a whole airport. It was all over the news last week. We covered it here because he pointed out all the security problems, and they just fired him. But also now they're calling in TSA and saying, do you have a problem with putting your hands down people's pants? Do you have a problem with the radiation from these scanners? And if you say yes, they give you a pink slip. So they're building an army of idiots. Anybody who's smart, they're running off.
I want people to know the kind of people that they have working there. For instance, my best friend's girlfriend is stupid. She's not smart at all, okay? She has a low-level high school education. They hire people out of the ghetto who don't have any kind of brains. And now she's a supervisor simply because she wears tight pants to work. And I know for a fact the questions that they ask, and they ask these questions for no reason whatsoever, because the question they ask on these exams and the tests and the interviews for promotions, this girl couldn't have possibly answered those questions. So you have, for instance, my best friend, who's a former Marine also, who took the same test. And he did her test for. But she gets a supervisor position, and he does it.
Well, what they're doing is they're hiring the goonish type people who will just get off on the petty power and follow orders. I appreciate your call. Scary call. Gara in California, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hi, Gara. Gara with a G, Gara Schmidt. I'm a creative consultant. I'm a hardcore pro-life humanitarian warrior princess.
Well, Gara, it's good to have a warrior princess on with us.
That's right. At your service. Sir, I'm at the service of God. I'm at the service of my country.
Yes.
And of man. And of man worldwide.
All right, awesome. What's on your mind in 2011? Good to have you here with us.
Alex, you are so hot, and it's great to be online. With
you mean hot politically. Well, the radio show is hot because it's real. What's on your mind? What do you think was important in 2010?
Oh, so very much. But, you know, most is that we've got a champ for humanity that in the eyes of millions, you know, is a hero. And what makes a hero is that it's someone that is able to make us all realize and articulate and decipher the deceit of these self-exposing, self-admitting sadists, psychopaths, whether they're politicians or they're the media, they have a fool's fate before them, and they are baboons, and they are a horror and a curse and an embarrassment to the human species.
Yes, but we also are an embarrassment when we don't rise to the challenge and defeat them and allow this corruption to grow and grow and grow until the society goes into a nightmare, and that's called tyranny. And we're now going into tyranny by any benchmark, by any measurement, because we've been too passive as a whole. But now the awakening is happening, and it's very, very exciting. Jarrah, what are your predictions going into 2011?
My predictions are that we have victory, and our hope is really real. There is truth. Truth always reigns, and we need to get together and do creative ideas and never allow fear and doubt to come into our souls and our hearts and our minds, because we are on the side of the angels, and happiness is what we're good at.
No, Jerry, you're right. You're right, and we don't have a choice. I mean, we know where tyranny goes. We've got to step up and say no now. Great talking to you. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come right back with Nick, Manny, Laura, Bob, Andrew, Tim, Henry, Garfield, coming up after the break. But I do just want to make this point. Folks, if we can get the general public to understand that we're losing our economy, we're losing our dignity, we're losing our freedom, we're losing our sovereignty because we've made sports number one, or we've made partying number one, or we've made making money number one, we have to come together for liberty or we'll lose it. We'll lose that engine of everything that we call prosperity. And if you simply see yourselves as leaders and start doing little things every day to awaken your friends, your family, your neighbors, and to take over your local towns and cities peacefully through the political process, there's no way we can lose. The truth will win. You just got to carry the ball. We'll be right back with your calls.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow.
Okay, I do have a bunch of economic, police state, military news I want to smatter in here, but let's continue with your calls, what you think was most important in 2010, where you see things going in 2011. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Pennsylvania. Nick, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy, go ahead, you're on air.
First time caller and long time listener.
Welcome.
I just said thank you. I just had 3 points to bring up. This morning I found it kind of odd. I was watching some morning news TV here in Pittsburgh, and I was watching some business in Pittsburgh type show. They had a goofy host on, and he actually brought on two members of the Rand Corporation. And they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Rand Corporation in Pittsburgh. And they have an office near the University of Pittsburgh. I just thought that was kind of odd because the first thing that popped into my mind was the average audience of this type of show, is they have a lot of fluff news, but the average audience is not going to know who the Rand Corporation is. So I just thought that was
well, for those that don't know, it's been declassified, and I've also had people like Alex Abaya, researcher, the only person ever be allowed by Rand into their annals, and we have that hour-plus special interview, video interview posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, just went up about a week ago, with Alex Abaya. He's also been a guest here, so people can search the archives for the audio interviews. But they brought him in because he'd written kind of establishment books in the past. But he discovered the world government was real. They planned to build up the world government, have the military-industrial complex take over the United States. And they do then want to have a limited nuclear war with China and Russia to totally destroy the political system of the United States to then bring in a hyper-police state. And Rand Corporation has written the federalization of law enforcement programs that we're going under, the threat fusion centers. They've developed more than any other company out there, almost everything that we live under today. And it is an extremely wicked organization, very evil, and openly so. And their mascot is a mushroom cloud. And they have that out front, their big California, Los Angeles headquarters, a giant steel mushroom cloud. We've had our cameras out there to videotape it. But you tell the average yuppie that, they just giggle and laugh. They'd rather talk about, you know, the NFL or something. But this is what we're facing. It's what Eisenhower warned us about. It was the Rand Corporation-type people, people tied into it, with L.L. Limnitzer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that came to Eisenhower and said, we want to bomb U.S. cities. We want to go ahead and have a nuclear war. We might even stage it ourselves. And blame it on the Russians. And Eisenhower said, you're completely insane. And then he left office. Kennedy fired him when they came to Kennedy with the plan. And so, you know, they took care of Kennedy real well. But they've been planning this all along with their underground bases and the rest of it. And it's actually a genius plan from their perspective, because after the military-industrial complex either nukes us and blames it on the Russians and Chinese and then wipes them out, then they will emerge and rule the planet. But again, Alex Abaya was able to get into their own documents, and it's all true. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, a couple more things. I'll go real quick. There's a parking for pensions kind of situation in Pittsburgh. and the mayor is kind of spearheading that.
Yeah, they're all raising hundreds of new taxes everywhere, which is impossible to ever pay off the fake derivatives debt, but they're telling everybody the increased taxes will ensure the economy when only writing off the trillions in derivatives will do that.
Right, and J.P. Morgan was actually considered for garage management citywide.
Well, for those that don't know, instead of me interrupting, tell them about the latest program in your city.
I'm not really well versed on it. It's an ongoing thing in the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, but I don't really know what's going on. But I just once I heard J.P. Morgan was in the list of putting bids in to manage these city parking garages, I was just dumbfounded.
Yeah, but I want to hear about the program, because I've seen similar ones. I didn't see it in Pittsburgh, where they raise taxes and claim it's to shore up pension funds.
Right, right. They want to raise the parking leases, the garages that
sure.
lease the parking mm-hmm. spaces. And those go for, hundreds of dollars a month. And, they want to take that money over the next, I think it's 15 years.
Sure.
And they want to, subsidize.
Now, it's called austerity, and it's in all the IMF and World Bank plans. And they always tell the countries, pass all these new taxes, hand over the Greek islands, raise your taxes, in Ireland, raise your taxes in the U.S. But none of that money is slated to go to actually pay down the debt. It's all a big fraud. Appreciate the call, Nick. Great points. Manny in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir, and thank you for all the work you're doing. I'm a Lone Ranger out here in the city of hypocrisy, Hollywood. Actually, I just want to tell you about a couple of points. First one, something that developed in 2010 that didn't get a lot of attention, and that's this character, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Ah, France. Very wicked.
Yes. Yes, yes, this guy, he exiled 12,000 gypsies from France, claiming 20% of the crimes were because of them in Paris, and they were claiming that they voluntarily charted them on flights, claiming, that their camps were a magnet.
And then the video got released of them even beating up babies and beating women, and they were lying about it. And, of course, where did Hitler start out? He started out with the gypsies, and see, that's the issue. You let one group have their rights violated that's unpopular, and tyrants always start with an unpopular group. Once they get away with that, they do it to everybody. And it's the same thing with the Muslims. Oh, we want to torture them. Yeah, that's okay. But then we learn homeland security's for everybody else. But please continue.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. French riot police were actually removing these families from their homes and crushing the so-called camps. And they were telling them not to return, giving them 270 euros.
And dragging small babies around on the ground. Yes, it's incredible video.
Yeah, yeah, it's terrible. And it didn't get a lot of play that much. It wasn't really talked about a lot on mainstream media. It's just
well, that's because Sarkozy's a liberal. Liberals don't do things like that. I mean, even Germany's been decrying what they're doing because of their history. And there's different groups of gypsies and organizations. And it is true that part of some of the gypsy code is that, you can basically rob anybody else that isn't a gypsy and it's okay. But a lot of cultures have that attitude. And that's what I would call kind of tribalism. I mean, look, Native Americans, a lot of great things I admire about them. I've got some Native American blood in me. People are people. Humans act the same. But Native Americans were always raiding each other. I mean, Native Americans were always doing stuff like that. People always say, oh, the white man came and killed them all. Well, the white man did do some things that were bad. That's true. But I've read the history. Most of the time, it was one Native tribe coming and begging, please help me wipe out my neighbors. I mean, it's just people are people. Whether they're German, Chinese, Native American, we all do the same kind of stuff. We'll be right back with more calls. Manny, great hearing from you. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congressman Daryl Issa says that Obama administration has been one of the most corrupt in recent history and that he's going to go after him with oversight. Oh, kind of like George W. Bush protected Bill Clinton when he got into office in 2001 and how Nancy Pelosi and Obama had protected Bush and all the crimes that were committed under him. I'm talking about no-bid contracts. You know, you could say, oh, I like illegal wars. I like lying about WMDs. I like torture. But what about the no-bid contracts and things like that? What about all the war profiteering? What about all the things that are confirmed? But the new Congress says it's setting its eyes on oversight and plans to repeal or challenge last year's health care overhaul. Well, you got a whole bunch of states lining up against it. You've already got federal judges ruling against it. but it doesn't matter. The bureaucracy is still implementing it. In fact, I've got reports here, and this isn't just my opinion. I've seen these reports over the years, over and over and over again. I've watched Tony Blair 4 or 5 years ago on C-SPAN in the House of Commons. Over and over again when I've watched it, one of the main questions that get thrown at prime ministers during prime ministers' questions, and I saw the same thing with Gordon Brown and now the new guy, the conservatives will get up and bring up, well, this lady had a brain tumor and you made them wait a year and a half and they died, even though the tumor was almost 100% operable if they were given a surgery in 2 months, but the waiting list. And I see the reports out of Europe every day, like this Mail Online story. Swede told he had cancer and forced to have his sexual organ amputated following a year of misdiagnosis. And it turns out they knew he had cancer. It happens over and over again under socialized systems. They just say, go home, go home, go home. And then you don't get the surgery. I mean, have you ever been to a Social Security office? You ever been to a government office, how horrible they are? Is this what you want with your health care? Look at this story out of the Sacramento Bee. Sacramento girl needed amputations after 5-hour wait at emergency room. She had flesh-eating bacteria. Big health care changes arrive in the new year, the Wall Street Journal reports. And who wrote the health care bill? Not some communist under a toadstool, not some bleeding heart who thinks they're going to get a free ride in life. No. The insurance companies on record wrote it. All right, let's go back to your calls. It's just sick. So we'll see what these Republicans do. Congress has the lowest approval rating in its history. And the good news is I'm already hearing Republican constituents getting angry that they made so many deals with Obama and the lame duck. And so within months of the Republicans getting in, if they don't deliver on everything they promised, you're going to see the same thing at the town halls with them being routed. And no amount of staged terror is going to get the public to go worship government anymore. Humpty Dumpty done fell off the wall, folks. People are waking up. Laura in Alabama, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I love you. You rock my world. You really do.
Oh, no, please, please. I mean, like Limbaugh says, just say dittos. I appreciate you. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you want to talk about the major things for 10, but I just want to tell you, first of all, I had the recently had the opportunity to participate in a Boy Scout troop fundraiser where I could send popcorn to the troops overseas and include a personal note in which I told them, hey, check out Infowars.com and Prison Planet TV. And I also do this, and I know you're probably going to say, no, don't do that, but you can't stop me. And I use a big, fat Sharpie, and I write Infowars.com and Prison Planet TV on my Federal Reserve notes.
Well, I mean, it is a fraudulent debt instrument, not what this country had before 1913, and a lot of people are riding on their money, and the message is spreading, and it's really worrying the system. But at the same time, I mean, I think taking the instrument of our enslavement and turning it into an instrument of liberty is very effective, and I haven't seen anybody prosecuted for that, but they do have some cockamamie laws on the books, so I would tell folks publicly, you might not want to do that, but certainly I won't get too angry at you for that, Laura. Now, Laura, what do you think some of the most important things that happened in 2010 were?
Well, probably the thing that most of the fluoride heads know about is the TSA, but personally, I think the biggest issue is the GMO stuff that's going to kill everybody. And you know what? I don't understand why they don't just go ahead and kill everybody and there'll be that much less people that they got to, like, put into the system, you know, and get
well,
out of the
blood. Ma'am, if they started flying around in helicopters tomorrow, which actually was leaked in 1999 that the military does have helicopters with nerve gas in them. The Texas Sunshine Project got those documents. The Marine Corps requested that they unpublish them, but it's still online at the Google Archive. But they have helicopters with nerve gas, and they also have helicopters with just regular opiate knockout gas, but they estimate it would still kill a lot of people by fires and automobile accidents. So they're ready to fly over every city and knock everybody out or kill them. As crazy as that sounds, that's public information now. But it would be too obvious. They want a soft kill. The average military people are good men and women. They wouldn't know what they were part of. The average bureaucrats would finally wake up. They've got to slowly do this by stealth, because most of their people are compartmentalized and aren't aware of what's happening, Laura. Okay, now they are moving in the next 5 years to have most of the Air Force being drone or computer operated. And as they move to a more Skynet Terminator style system, it will allow the globalists to engage in these type of operations a little bit easier. If they do go with the Megadeth, mass culling, the world without people scenario, which the UN and others do talk about, they'll release a super deadly version probably of the mouse pox that kills over 99%. It's almost 100%. It's like 99.8% in the studies that are public of mammals. They have to tailor it for the species, but a weaponized mouse pox or a airborne weaponized Ebola that'll kill over 90%. That's what they've been looking at doing. And then they'll say, oh, we don't know where it came from, or Al-Qaeda did it. And they have been putting this big police state and grid in place ahead of something like that. And so if that does unfold, remember, it's the eugenicist. Laura, great to hear from you. Keep it up. Bob in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you. I just want to thank you for letting me be on your show. Alex, I've been wanting to ask you this question for quite some time, because I know that you'll probably be able to have the answer for me. I've been awake personally for years, and on my mother's side of the family, I'm like you, Alex. My heritage goes back to the Mayflower on my mother's side. I'm a pilgrim, and the downside of that is I've also found out that my uncle is a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason. Now, he told me that he, got to the point where it was taking his oath or whatever, and he didn't go any further with it. I don't know. All I know is that when I told him that Queen Elizabeth, that we never really did get our independence, that Queen Elizabeth, Liz Windsor, a.k.a., Saxe Coburg Gotha, they are running the show. And ever since I told him that, he hasn't talked to me. He normally, gives me a call and says happy birthday. He sends me a Christmas card. Ever since I mentioned that to him, the first of the year, I have not heard anything from him.
Well, let me come back and try to answer your question. I appreciate your call, but the average Mason is not a bad person. But at the 33rd degree level, they are initiated that it is a Luciferian rite, and that Lucifer is the god they're worshiping. And that's in the books written by the top Masons, Albert Pike and others. So lower level Masons that don't know that, you should really find out the religion you're part of.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, it's the last segment. I want to jam in some calls and a few other news items, and I don't want to get off into Masons here because it won't do it justice, but perhaps I should do a whole hour sometime on the weekday show from 11 to 2 Central on this. I've had a lot of ancestors that were Masons. Our country, more than half the founders were Masons, and they were good men. There's different families of Freemasonry. It predates Christianity, so of course it's got Babylon mystery religion type stuff in it. It goes back to Egypt. Mathematics was incredibly valuable. Architecture was incredibly valuable information, and they had secret schools that would teach it. To make a long story short, that's how it started. Different varieties of it. But in the National Archives at the Library of Congress, just search George Washington Illuminati letters. You'll be at the National Archives. They're real letters. He's talking about the Illuminati taking over Scottish Rite Freemasonry. He was a Mason, fought tyranny, good guy. Now, you judge a tree by its fruits. You look at Masonic groups today, they're promoting police state DNA kits for kids, but they think it's good. That's because it's just like everything else. You know, you got good Catholics out there, but the Pope's always promoting one world government and stuff. You've got good Protestants out there, but look at all these Protestant leaders supporting the police state. And Pat Robertson saying, you know, microchips aren't bad in your skin. I mean, I've got him on video. It's wickedness in high places. And I mean, here's a video of a Christian ministry online, a lot of good videos they put out. Outside a hospital, a Shriner's going in. That's the charity arm, the philanthropic arm of the Masons. And the guy's got his Mason hat, for radio listeners, I'm describing it. And the guy says, "Do you worship Lucifer?" And the guy, by the time he turns his camera on, he says, "I am Lucifer." And so I'll go ahead and play that audio and video here right now. Now, they believe Lucifer and Jesus are one and the same. They don't think they're worshiping a guy in red pajamas, but the point is, that's what you learn in high-level masonry, at least since the Illuminati took over. Here it is.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh, God bless you,
Amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach us, that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
That's enough. Sir? It goes on from there. You just can... What's the name of the video, Jaron? Want to give it out on air? Shriner praises Lucifer. You can put it at Infowars.com on the back of that and find it, too, because we posted it many times. Look, I don't sit up here in judgment, okay? And I'm not – all I'm telling you is any organization that's secretive and you got to go up to secret degrees to find out who you're really worshiping, that's because they'd burn you at the stake for that stuff 500 years ago. And I'm not saying that's good either. I'm for religious freedom, okay? But let's get honest about what Masonry has certainly become. I've done some studying, and it may not have always been the way it is now. And your average porch Mason, here's an example. I'm part of the show Decoded, an episode coming up on the History Channel. But Mark Dice, he was in an episode about the Statue of Liberty, is an androgynous Lucifer figure, male and female. It's really a man in drag. It's more male than female. And it's got the seven horns. And the French who made it said that. And they make fun of Mark Dice on the show. And then at the end, they go talk to a professor. And he goes, well, it is Lucifer, but not the bad one they're saying. So, you know, that's the type of stuff going on. So I'm kind of a little apprehensive about the Bohemian Grove episode I'm in of that. But they seem like nice folks and nice crew, so we'll see what happens with all of that. But, you know, they go from denying they're worshiping Lucifer to going, yeah, we like Lucifer, but it's not the Lucifer you thought. But I want to say this. If the Masons aren't engines of New World Order, where are your fruits? Where are the cops that are Masons fighting tyranny? I mean, where are you defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Where are you? Because there's no doubt we're losing our freedoms. There's no doubt. And the average, you know, good old boy says, well, what do I have to worry about losing my freedom? What do I have to hide? It's not that you have something to hide. It's that history shows 100% of the time you give up your liberties, you're going to get hurt real bad. See, tyranny's scary, ladies and gentlemen. And I know our regular audience knows that, but for new listeners out there, you know, this isn't fun what's happening. We got to turn the tide here. Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for getting me on. I've been waiting for a long while right now. Now, I really want to talk about week first. I want to talk about what is going on in New York City about a school's chancellor being a CFR member. This is hot breaking news. Let me go ahead and say it.
Okay, you're on air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
First of all, it's been a minute in the Examiner that Kathy Price, something with the Kathy, she was a CFR member who worked for corporations that financed Hitler during the 1930s in the Holocaust. And you can find this in many...
No, I know, but I mean, I don't know who you're talking about specifically, Andrew. I mean, there's over 5,000 members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and The CFR at the top openly wants world government, openly wants the end of the U.S. Most of their 5,000 members, like Angelina Jolie, they're joining it because they really think they're helping people, just like, you know, a lot of other organizations. So, yes, the CFR did finance Hitler to a great extent, but that was back in the 30s with Prescott Bush and others. I think to say that CFR members today are all connected to the Holocaust, I don't think that's fair. I mean, was she alive in the 30s at the CFR, or is she a CFR member now?
She's a CFR member who worked with who was in corporations that financed Hitler. I meant financed Hitler.
What, Brown Brother Harriman and stuff?
Yeah, and Coca-Cola. And this is a mayor here in New York who is fighting against Coca-Cola, or is he really? Mike Bloomberg picked her, and the judge obviously confirmed her.
What, I mean, and I appreciate your call, Andrew. We got to move quick, but the same Mike Bloomberg that while the unions are on strike, babies are being born in doorways and dying over 9 hours, of the same Mike Bloomberg who nationwide is pushing to ban the Second Amendment, who's getting ready to run for president, who makes Al Gore look like a conservative, the same Michael Bloomberg who's a globalist, you mean that guy? What a nightmare. Tim in Tennessee. Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. Anyway, Rand Paul, that's all I want to say.
Rand Paul got elected this year despite the media's full court press smear machine. That shows the establishment dinosaur media is out of bullets.
That's right. And having people like Slick Willie going and promoting his crap, trying to down Rand Paul, and he failed. That was a victory for us.
Absolutely, because 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, the full media claiming that Rand Paul was a vampire, that he hurt women, you know, that he was a Chinese jet pilot from Mars, all of that ridiculous stuff blew up in their face, and now when the media attacks you, it's a badge of courage. They've lost credibility. They've lost the initiative. You're awesome. I'm going to end. I want to go to Harry in Canada, Garfield in Texas, and people in South Dakota, and you name it, but let's go to Garfield real fast in Texas. Garfield, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex, or evening.
Welcome, Garfield.
Yeah, I just want to say that InfoWars and the Money Bomb was one of the best things in 2010, and it's going to be one of the best things in 2011. And I'm an InfoWar evangelist, and I've turned a lot of people on to InfoWars, and you're well-known in South America, I'll have you know, even though you don't have a Spanish
translator.
Yeah.
We need one. If we had the money or if somebody volunteers, we'd do it. But I know a lot of people take our films and translate them into Spanish, Chinese, Russian, German, you name it, Japanese. And I know a lot of folks are translating the show. And people in Latin America, they've already experienced the big central banks raping them. So they really get it. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that would be off the Richter. They're welcoming that alternative media news source InfoWars with the open arms down there. As a matter of fact, that helped out with that pandemic thing. I think the Minister of Health was listening to your show.
Well, I know transcripts of this show have been in hundreds of Latin American newspapers. It's very exciting. God bless you. I'm out of time. I'll try to get to everybody tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. InfoWars.com is the website. Great job, crew. It's great to be here with you live in 2011. Let's bring down the New World Order in 2011 or get a good start on it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.